Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God.
to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that may be hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus' righteous name. And we shall all in unity say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just want you that are out there in my listening audience on tonight to get comfortable, get your shoes off, get your comfortable seat, get your cushion to position your posture and help to enjoy the word of God with me. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight entitled, No More Dead End. Hallelujah. I will repeat that. No more dead ends. And that's with an S. Hallelujah. And we can go back in time. I remember that time so vividly because that was the year in which my husband died of cancer, lung cancer. And we know that in that same time, we encountered the World Trade Center. Hallelujah. And its towers came crushing to the ground in a deafening roar of billowing debris. We know that all the citizens there in the New York area experienced what many people in other parts of the world had already known, the fear of terrorism. But we know that consequently attacks in other countries have heightened the concern that mankind may be spiraling towards self-destruction. All the unrest in the world might make us think that our future is very bleak. We might even conclude that there is not the kind of world in which to even have children. But we can look back in time. And we can look back as short as over 2,000 light years ago. We know that Jesus rose from the grave and gave many infallible proof that he was alive. We read that in the law of Acts 1 and 3. And that's why, fellow brethren, kinsmen, extended family members, and you that are my supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can keep going in the face of fear because Jesus lives. We can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. We know that because Jesus lives, we can encounter whatever discrepancy may come our way. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, so much going on in the world. And we are saints of God, have our encounters as well of unknown expectancies. And I'll tell you right now, my heart goes out to one of my brothers that has lost his mom. And I tell you, my heart cries out for him because I know how he feels having lost a mother myself. And although it looked like, you know, it's been 20 years plus for myself, it seems as though it was today. And so, if you can't do anything else for a friend that might be encountering hurt and the bereavement of a lost loved one, then we can pray as saints of God. Pray that God will lift his spirit and console his heart. For the Bible tells us that we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. And so God's word assures us that God is able to take us through any turmoil that we might be facing, or even the unknown. God is with us every step of the way. And I'm here to encourage your heart, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight. I want you to be encouraged. You might have allocated all your funds and You don't have enough money to meet your monthly needs. You might have been given a pink slip that you're going to be laid off, or even you're going to be terminated, or you have been terminated from your job. But I'm here to let you know that God is our rope. And we have that blessed hope in Jesus that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. But God tell us that he would be with us till the end of the earth. And you might not have enough money to meet all of your needs, but I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight, you and you that are out there in my podcast listening audience. I want you to know that God is a miracle worker. And we can't go on what we see, because faith is not something that we can see. But we know that faith is a belief and assurance that God's word is true. And if God said it, will he not make it good? God can place people in your life and in your arena. You don't even have to know these people. God just has angels, so to speak, designated in their various posts around this spectrum. And God can summon that fellow woman, a fellow woman, man, a woman. I have a daughter, I have a son that's over in such and such a place. I want you to go and carry this person a gift. And may it be a gift of currency, a gift in food, a gift in clothing, a gift in furnishing, or maybe a gift as in a home, a gift as in a car. We don't know how God will give his gifts until us, his children. But God give his gift as he choose to do so. Hallelujah. We know that God said he knows our every need before we even ask. God knows what we are in need of. And I don't want you to worry. You that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, I don't want you to worry about how you're going to pay your rent. And you might say, Pastor Ward, I don't have money to pay my rent, because all my money is spent. But I'm here to encourage your heart tonight that I serve a God, I serve a Savior, that owns a cattle on a thousand hills. And I'm here to let you know that he owns everything from the highest heavens until this earth right here below. And beneath this earth, God owns. He even owns you and I. We are not even our own. God owns us. Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you on this evening that God will meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. So there's no more dead ends. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you a question, you that are out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight. Have you ever driven down a road only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead ends in our life? And we can conclude, hallelujah, that further efforts on our part are useless. Often we find out that life dead ends. It discourages us. Discourages us. Because there seems to come at a time when we have sacrificed everything. Hallelujah. And we have struggled so much. Such abrupt and unexpected ending seems so unjust. Hallelujah. And we know that our dead end, hallelujah, can come at a such a time that when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end. We know that the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope. Through the prophet God, he promised that a branch would grow from a tree that had been cut down to its roots. And he also promised that a king from the lineage of David, at a time with the enemy, had all but wiped out the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his message of hope, hallelujah, of life and grace would come from the remnant of a defeated, downtrodden, and desolate people. Hallelujah. And we know that we live right now in this 21st century. We live in an age right now where our dead-end experiences, such as divorce, is on the uprise. Unemployment, it is at its all-time high. And the lack of education are commonplace. But we know that the promise of extension at a time of extensions is characteristics of God. He can bring new hope and new life to those who have experienced dead ends. God is faithful to his promise. Hallelujah. Even though it may not be visible, he is often building a connection road beyond the dead end sign. We know that our challenge is to believe in his promise. And after that you have God's promise, your next step is to wait on God. Wait on God's unchanging hand until he connects the road. And God can change your dead end to an open highway. You might say, Pastor Ward, I don't know how I'm going to get my deposit for my rent. I'm going to have to move, and I don't have the deposit that is needed for my new place. And I don't know how I'm going to get the money. And I have been given a 30-day notice in which to move. I'm here to let you know that God is able. God is able to do anything he's big enough and bad enough to do. But there is one thing, my friend, my sister, and my brother that are listening here tonight. There is one thing that God just cannot do, and that is fail. God's word is true. And I tell you, God's word is coming to pass as we live. Right here, in this moment, in this time. Hallelujah. We're seeing God's word be fulfilled. God said in his word that there would be wars and rumors of wars. And we're encountering those elements right here and right now in 2013. We're living in an era where mothers are against daughters. Fathers are against sons. Hallelujah. And look like there is a time to where there is no rest, there is no rest for the weary at heart. We live in a time where even killing and people wanting to end their lives they've come to a dead-end road, and they feel like all is lost. They have given up on themselves. They have given up on God. Earlier this weekend, I was looking online, and there somebody had uploaded a video where a young man had kissed his girlfriend. I don't know who she was. I just speculate that it might have been his girlfriend. And maybe she ended it. I don't know, because they didn't say anything. Wasn't any words exchanged. It was just the pictures that caught my eye. And so I remember looking at the video where the young man had kissed the female woman, and she went to get on the elevator. And as the elevator crowd door closed, the guy went into his pocket and brought out something looked like a small weapon. And looked like it's just vividly looking at the picture image that the young man brought a weapon from his pocket and put it in his mouth and shot his brains out, or his whatever that it does, you know. Just ended his life, in other words. And see, we know that we're living in the end time where people feel like that they are at their dead end road. But I'm here to encourage you and you that are out there in my listening digital podcast audience on tonight. Don't allow the enemy to destroy you. Don't be of self-destruction. You tell that devil, you tell that demon that he didn't give you life, and he cannot take your life. He cannot cause you to take your life if you trust in God. But now if you don't trust in God, this demonic force is strong, and it can cause you to bring destruction upon yourself. But I want you to be encouraged, and if you are at your dead end road on tonight, God can change your dead end road to an open highway. You might have come to the end of your tunnel, you think, and you have given up because there's nowhere else to go. You've lost your job. You've allocated all your money out the bank. Your car notes is due. Your house note is due. Your old loans that need to be repaid, and you don't have the funds to make the installments. I'm here to let you know you serve a God that he has a bank. He has a vault full of currency. He don't ever run out of money. And all you got to do, hallelujah, is go in to your secret closet, wherever they may be. It might be your restroom area, hallelujah. Go in there and close up the door. Cut the light off. And get in prayer with God and sup with God and he with you and talk to him and tell him all about your troubles, because I serve a God that can solve any problem. There is no problem. You do not have a problem that's too hard for God to solve. God in his infinite power, hallelujah, can break any barrier. God can renew any life that seems like it's hopeless. Your marriage might be on the binge of breaking up, of divorce decree. Hallelujah. And you've been served with the divorce papers. God can turn all that around. And you and your wife can talk things over and come to some resolution and start your life anew. That's the kind of God we serve. God can take, you can be busted and can't be trusted right now. And before morning break, you got money you don't even know how you got it. we serve that kind of God. I live and serve that kind of God on a day-to-day basis. I serve a God that owns everything. And when I mean everything, I mean every single iota God owns. So don't allow the devil to intimidate you. Don't allow the devil to tell you to end your life, because you have so much more to live for. God has the work for you to do. Each individual on this planet Earth, God has a work for you to do. God has an assignment engraved with your name on it. All you got to do is ask your Heavenly Father, God, I'm willing to work in your vineyard. What do you have for me to do? And if you have something that you want to present unto God, that you want to do for God, God said, make your request known. And you can be a worker in God's vineyard. Hallelujah. So don't allow the devil to have you to end your life. Because we know that if you don't know God, and you end your life without Christ, your end result is death, hell, and the grave. But you can have eternal life through Christ Jesus tonight. All you got to do is to admit that you are a sinner. Hallelujah. Tell God, God, I am a sinner. I admit that I am a sinner. And I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want you to come into my life and live down in my heart. And God will do that just for the asking. God is just a whisper prayer away. God will never put you on three-way. God will never put you on hold. God has a 24-hour, 48-hour open communication line. You got an open communication line to heaven. You that are out there that are seeking God, you're tired of the life that you're living, and you want something new, fresh and new in your life. Jesus can make your life brand new. Jesus can bring you happiness, peace, and contentment if you allow him to do so. So I want you to know tonight that you can start your life over in Jesus by being a born-again woman, a man, or a girl. God can come into your life and make you a new creator. You'll be a new creature in Christ. Just for the asking. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. If this radio program, the Old Shepherd's Bible, has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we would be delighted to hear from you. If you have any prayer petitions that you want the Old Shepherd Zion to pray with you about, you can send all your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020, in care of Block Talk Radio, program the Old Shepherd Zion. Senior Pastor Janice Ward. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.